Section 3. Driver license. License types. Regular Class D driver license. To obtain an original regular Class D license, you must be at least 16 years of age. If you are younger than age 19, you must have completed an approved driver education course or have proof of a license from another state or country. This driver license allows you to drive all personal vehicles, up to £26,000. Applicants younger than the age of 21 are issued a provisional Class D regular operator driver license for the purpose of using a separate point system. Driving Privilege Card, DPC. A DPC may be issued to a person whose privilege was obtained without providing evidence of lawful presence in the United States. The DPC may be used for driving purposes only. It is not valid identification or age verification. DPC expires each year on the applicant's birthday. Except as provided by law, the same provisions, requirements, classes, endorsements, fees, restrictions, and sanctions apply to the DPC, as apply to the regular Class D driver license. Note: Utah state law does not allow for the issuance of a temporary driving permit for a DPC. Therefore, no drive time will be permitted until the plastic card is received by mail. Limited-term driver license. A limited-term driver license is issued to an approved asylee or refugee. Utah's Classified Driver License System, CDL. Endorsements, restrictions. Endorsement codes. H. Hazardous materials. M. Motorcycles. N. Tankers. P. Passengers. S. School bus. T. Doubles and triple tankers. X. Hazmat and tankers. Z. Taxicab. Restrictions. A. No restrictions. B. Driver must wear corrective lenses. C. Mechanical aid or compensatory device required while driving. D. Prosthetic aid must be used while driving. E. Restricts the driver from driving a commercial motor vehicle with a manual transmission. F. Restricted to driving a vehicle with outside rearview mirrors. G. Restricted to driving during daylight hours only. J. Restricts the driver for any other restrictions deemed necessary by the division. K. Restricted to intrastate operation of commercial vehicles. L. Restricted to vehicles with no air brakes. M. Restricts driver from transporting passengers using a Class A bus. N. Restricts driver from transporting passengers using a Class A or Class B bus. O. Restricts driver from driving a commercial motor vehicle equipped with a tractor trailer. P. Restricts CDL driver with a school bus or passenger endorsement from having passengers in commercial motor vehicle. U. Restricted to operating only three-wheeled motorcycles. V. Indicates that the driver has been issued a variance by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration in reference to the driver's medical certification status. Z. Restricts driver from driving a commercial motor vehicle with non-fully equipped air brakes. 1. Driver required to having an ignition interlock device installed while operating a motor vehicle. 2. Restricted to operating a motorcycle with 249cc or less. 3. Restricted to operating a motorcycle with 649cc or less. 4. Restricted to operating a street-legal ATV. 5. Restricted to operating a motorcycle with 90cc or less. 6. Restricted to operating a motor vehicle on roads with a posted speed limit of 40 miles per hour or less. 7. Restricts driver to operating a motor vehicle with an automatic transmission. Identity and residency requirements. Every applicant will need to provide acceptable proof of their identity. The legal, lawful status of an individual will determine what type of driving certificate or identification card the applicant is eligible to obtain. U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and legal permanent resident aliens are eligible to apply for a regular Class D driver license, regular CDL, or a regular identification card. Applicants who are not U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, or legal permanent resident aliens who have proof of legal, lawful presence in the United States are eligible to apply for a limited-term driver license, limited-term CDL, or a limited-term identification card. Applicants who do not meet the legal, lawful presence requirements to obtain a regular or limited-term driver license may be eligible to apply for a driving privilege card. Note: when changing a name, a legal document granting the name change must be furnished. Examples: government-issued marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. In order to protect an applicant's personal identity, the division has adopted stringent guidelines related to the acceptance of identity documents. Additionally, the division seeks prosecution and sanctions against anyone submitting fraudulent documents or committing a fraudulent act in the application process. The division seeks the best documented evidence to establish credible identification of the applicant by asking to see a state-certified birth certificate. Hospital-issued, miniature, laminated or photocopied certificates are not acceptable. Regular Class D driver license, ID card. Acceptable documents for a regular Class D driver license or identification card. Identity and legal, lawful status verification, must provide one. Valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card, or certified copy of a birth certificate filed with the State Office of Vital Statistics or equivalent agency in the individual's state of birth, or consular report of birth abroad, CRBA, issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350, or FS-545, or valid, unexpired permanent resident card, conditional permanent resident card, Form I-551, or certificate of naturalization issued by DHS, Form N-550 or Form N-570, or certificate of citizenship, Form N-560 or Form N-561, issued by DHS. And social security verification, must provide one, and the number is not displayed on the driver license. Social security card issued by the U.S. government that has been signed, or if the social security card is not available, the applicant may present one of the following documents which contain the applicant's name and full SSN. W-2 form. SSA-1099 form. Non-SSA-1099 form. Pay stub showing applicant's name and full social security number. Letter from the Social Security Administration indicating ineligibility to receive a social security number. And Utah residency address and mailing address verification if different than current Utah driver license record, must provide two. Must display the applicant's name and principal Utah residence address, which may include bank statement, court documents, current mortgage or rental contract, major credit card bill, property tax notice, school transcript, utility bill, cell phone bill not accepted, valid Utah vehicle registration or title. Residency, mailing verification dated over 90 days may be reviewed by the division prior to acceptance and only one document printed from the internet will be accepted. And proof of driving experience required for first Utah driver license, not required when obtaining a learner permit or an identification card. Evidence of completion of a course in driver education if under the age of 19, or evidence of a driving privilege issued in another state or country. Limited-term driver license. Acceptable documents for a limited-term driving certificate or identification card. Identity and legal, lawful status verification, must provide one. Unexpired employment authorization document, EAD, issued by DHS, Form I-766 or Form I-688B, verified by the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements System, SAVE, or unexpired foreign passport with a valid visa and I-94 with documentary evidence of the applicant's most recent admittance into the United States verified through SAVE. And a document issued by the U.S. federal government that provides proof of one of the statuses listed below verifying lawful entrance into the United States of America. Unexpired immigrant or non-immigrant visa status for admission into the United States issued by the U.S. federal government, or pending or approved application for asylum in the United States, or admission into the United States as a refugee, or pending or approved application for temporary protected status in the United States, or approved deferred action status, or pending application for adjustment of status to legal permanent resident or conditional resident, or and Social Security verification, must provide one, and the number is not displayed on the driver license. Social Security card issued by the U.S. government that has been signed, or if the Social Security card is not available, the applicant may present one of the following documents which contain the applicant's name and full SSN. W-2 form. SSA-1099 form. Non-SSA-1099 form. Pay stub showing applicant's name and full Social Security number. Letter from the Social Security Administration indicating ineligibility to receive a Social Security number. And Utah residency address and mailing address verification, if different than current Utah driver license record, must provide two. Must display the applicant's name and principal Utah residence address, which may include bank statement, court documents, current mortgage or rental contract, major credit card bill, property tax notice, school transcript, utility bill, cell phone bill not accepted, valid Utah vehicle registration or title. Residency, mailing verification dated over 90 days may be reviewed by the division prior to acceptance, and only one document printed from the internet will be accepted. And proof of driving experience required for original Utah driver license, not required when obtaining a learner permit. Evidence of completion of a course in driver education if under the age of 19, or evidence of a driving privilege issued in another state or country. Driving privilege card. Acceptable documents for a driving privilege card, DPC. Identity and legal, lawful status verification, must provide one. Foreign birth certificate or foreign passport, including a certified translation if the document is not in English. And one of the following. Church records. Court records. Driver license. Employee ID. Insurance ID card. Matricular consular card, issued in Utah. Mexican voter registration card. School records. Utah DPC. Other evidence considered acceptable by the division director or designee. And Social Security verification or individual tax identification number, must provide one, and the number is not displayed on the driver license. Social Security card issued by the U.S. government that has been signed, or if the Social Security card is not available, the applicant may present one of the following documents which contain the applicant's name and full SSN. W-2 form. SSA-1099 form. Non-SSA-1099 form. Pay stub showing applicant's name and full Social Security number. Individual tax identification number, ITIN, issued by the Internal Revenue Service. Letter from the IRS verifying the ITIN. And Utah residency address and mailing address verification, if different than current Utah driver license record, must provide two. Must display the applicant's name and principal Utah residence address, which may include bank statement, court documents, current mortgage or rental contract, major credit card bill, property tax notice, school transcript, utility bill, cell phone bill not accepted, valid Utah vehicle registration or title. Residency, mailing verification dated over 90 days may be reviewed by the division prior to acceptance, and only one document printed from the internet will be accepted. And fingerprint card and photo, additional fee required, must be obtained and placed in a sealed envelope at the Bureau of Criminal Identification, BCI, or a participating law enforcement agency. Required only once for renewal or original application on or after July 1, 2011. And proof of driving experience required for first Utah driver license, not required when obtaining a learner permit. Evidence of completion of a course in driver education if under the age of 19, or Evidence of a driving privilege issued in another state or country. Out-of-state driver license. Drivers who have never been licensed in the state of Utah. First-time drivers. Drivers that change from one license classification to another will be issued an original driver license. The driver license will expire on the applicant's birthday 8 years after issue if an adult. Provisional licenses. License issued to an applicant under 21 years of age will expire on the applicant's birthday 5 years after issue. Note. Your out-of-state driver license must be surrendered upon application for a Utah driver license. Visitors with a valid out-of-state or out-of-country license may drive in Utah for up to 6 months. Drivers with an out-of-state learner permit may not drive in Utah. To apply for a Utah driver license, please visit our website at dld.utah.gov and schedule an appointment for an original license if over 21 years of age, or a provisional license if under 21 years of age. Renewal, duplicate, lapsed, expired. Renewal. To renew your Utah driver license, schedule a renewal appointment by visiting our website at dld.utah.gov. You may renew your driver license up to 6 months prior to the expiration of the license. After paying fees and passing the required tests, you will be issued a new driver license that will expire on the applicant's birthday 8 years after issue. Military personnel and dependents who reside with them who had a valid Utah driver license at the time of entry into the service may continue to use that driver license up to 90 days after discharge or termination of orders. This provision applies only to members and their dependents who are stationed, residing outside of Utah. A civilian employee of the United States Department of Defense or State Department and their dependents working outside of the United States may continue to use their Utah driver license up to 90 days after the assignment has been terminated or changed. Duplicate. If you have lost your Utah driver license, you must schedule a duplicate license appointment by visiting our website at dld.utah.gov and pay the applicable fee. DPC holders must present proof of their individual tax identification number, ITIN, or social security number. Limited term driver license must present acceptable proof of legal, lawful presence documents. In addition, an eye test must be passed and a new photograph taken. The expiration date of a duplicate driver license will be the same date as the license it replaces. All drivers wishing to change their address must provide 2 approved forms of address change verification to receive the duplicate and pay the applicable fee. Lapsed, expired. Applicants who let their driver license expire must apply for a new driver license and be prepared to complete all phases of the testing process, including both the written knowledge and driving skills tests by scheduling a license renewal appointment on our website at dld.utah.gov. Utah's Good Driver Program extensions and renewals by internet. If you have not received more than 6 reportable violations in the past 8 years, and your driver license status is currently valid, you are eligible for Utah's Good Driver Program. You will receive an extension, renewal, notice by mail approximately 90 days prior to your birthday, if the division has record of your current address. Address change. If you have a change of address, you are required by law to notify the division of the new address within 10 days. This may be done online. This is very important, because the post office will not forward mail from the driver license division. If you would like your new address and your driver license, you will need to schedule an appointment for a duplicate driver license by visiting our website at dld.utah.gov. Motorcycle endorsement. To operate a motorcycle on Utah highways, your driver license must have a motorcycle endorsement. The requirements for this endorsement are the same as for obtaining an operator driver license, except that the tests are different. If you have not been licensed to operate a motorcycle previously, you may be issued a motorcycle learner permit. You can apply for a motorcycle learner permit by scheduling a duplicate license appointment at dld.utah.gov. For further information on the motorcycle learner permit, refer to the motorcycle operator manual. The division may waive the rider skills portion of the test upon successful completion of a division-approved motorcycle education course. Contact any driver license office or call 801.964.4493 or 1-800.532.7691 for details. Any motorcycle operator or passenger who is under 21 years of age must wear an approved DOT helmet. Also, all motorcycles licensed for street use must have liability insurance coverage. The signature of a parent or guardian is required for motorcycle applicants under 18 years of age. Identification card. Only a Utah resident may obtain a Utah identification card. Utah law does not allow for an individual to have both a Utah driver license certificate and a Utah identification card at the same time. To apply, schedule an identification card appointment on our website at dld.utah.gov.